A blend of success. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Future is rosy. Ethanol is a great product to be in our gas.
Since the first grind of corn in November of 2009, Green Plains Renewable Energy in Obion, Tennessee, has continued its path of success. Tracy Brown is the commodity manager for the ethanol plant.
We use locally produced corn. We're reaching out 230 to 300 miles around the plant. We use 90% local corn, which means only 10% is brought in by rail cars. So when we started the plant, we figured it would be 25% local corn, but our great Tennessee producers have ramped up their production and made it so that we can use their corn.
Tracy Brown says farmers selling their corn to Green Plains are receiving a premium for doing business at home. The ethanol plant purchases some 45 million bushels of corn every year, and every day that's turned into about 300,000 gallons of ethanol, meaning that we are that much less dependent on foreign sources of oil.
It helps our local farmers. It helps local communities. We've added 250 jobs, different jobs, to the counties around us by coming to Obion, Tennessee.
Now, the plant in Obion is one of 12 ethanol-producing facilities that Green Plains operates. They also have plants in Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, and Nebraska. And now, thanks to drier weather over the past couple of weeks, Tennessee corn farmers are nearing the end of planting season, and a lot of that will be used as a fuel additive.
It's a good way to replace foreign oil with a domestic-made renewable product.
Tracy Brown of Green Plains in Obion, Tennessee. And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.